We have studied the real problem of soul and spirit hurts. There's no doubt about it. There's absolutely no doubt about it that most people, 100%, I would say, have more soul and spirit hurts than they do physical ailment. Just go out on the nearest highway in which you live and count 10 cars. And if you had a moment to ask every one of the drivers in that car and the occupants and ask them how many are sick, you may get some. Ask them how many have soul, spirit hurts, you get 100%. We are people of soul and spirit hurts. We are being wounded deeply. Just to let you know, coming up, I may begin this series next Tuesday on wounding words, words that wound, and how they are inflicting damage. You know the old saying, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me? Not true. We have more people being injured by sticks and stones? No, by the words than sticks and stones. Well, we may talk about that on Tuesday. Let me just see, and I'll let you know on Monday. Ministry to those that are full pain. We went through the series talking about soul and spirit hurts. We've looked at the causes of them, the reasons for them, how the outcomes of them, how the enemy influences them in your life. Now, we know that we have them. We do. I run into people all the time that are absolutely chock full of soul and spirit hurts. I mean, it's just running over. It's the cup that runs over. And they've been hurt in various ways, all kinds of ways, different ways. And they're really suffering every day. And that soul and spirit hurt impacts them in the physical realm. Like the saying, oh, that just makes me sick. Okay, that makes me sick. I just heard the news and I'm sick over it. Sick how? Sometimes spiritual, sometimes physical, and surely in soul and spirit. And people are walking around physically ill because of the soul and hurt situation. Physically ill. Number one, we have to realize what they are. We have to realize what physical hurts are. Well, we know that. That's easy to do. But the healing of soul and spirit, we have to recognize that. We told you that soul and spirit hurts are hurts on the inside of a person. They are wounds to the soul or spirit of man that are carried and experienced within the person themselves. They are not physical and they cannot be seen. The presence is revealed by symptoms, by the manifested evidence of unhealed emotions, behaviors, and thoughts. We know that. We know it's there. We know that it exists. We know there's hindrances of this. There's hindrances. We talked about all this. We talked about a scripture that when I looked at this again, every time I read this from the Word of God, it just absolutely blows my mind. I just go boom. Then in Isaiah 53, 3 through 5, that great scripture dealing with Jesus, that there's more words in that passage. You can look it up, dealing with soul and spirit hurts than dealing with physical healing. That's right. I'm going to quickly just go through. This is the final kind of wrapping up summary. So let's summarize. Isaiah 53:3, he was despised, that's one, and forsaken of men, that's two. a man of sorrows, 3, acquainted with grief, 4, and like one from whom men hid their face, he was despised, and we did not esteem him. Every one of those areas, despised, forsaken, sorrows, grief, despised, and not esteem, all soul, spirit, hearts. Soul, spirit, hearts. Verse 4. Surely our grief, sickness, he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him smitten of God and afflicted. Okay, let's look. Griefs. You can say it's sickness, and that'll be okay if you do. It won't hurt anything if you do. But look at this. Sorrow's internal. Stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. 5. He was pierced, wounded through our transgressions. He was crushed in our iniquities. A chastisement of our well-being fell upon him, and with his scourging stripes are healed. Now we're dealing in mostly physical. Pierced. But our souls are pierced too, because words pierce us. We'll talk about that next week, hopefully. Crushed. That can be physical. Most of it's spiritual. You see, most of the time, crushed people are not physically crushed. They're spiritually crushed. Chastening, how many people have been chastened? See, most of this, pain-related words refer to inner pain, the great majority. We looked at this, his brokenheartedness, everything that he did in his job description, Luke 4. He has sent us to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and delivering the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. That's mostly inside. We looked at quite a number of scriptures, quite a number. The one I like is Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, O Lord, and I'll be healed. Save me, O Lord, and I'll be saved, for thou art my praise. Heal me. One of the greatest scriptures that I like is Exodus 15:26. None of the diseases will be able to be upon you, because this is famous one of the names of God. I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. I'm Jehovah Rapha, which simply means mending. Taking a piece of cloth, taking blue jeans that has a hole in the knee, and sewing them up that they're wearable again. That's what the word means. I'm able to sew you up that you're absolutely wearable again. I'm able to cure you and make you whole. Make that the blue jeans, sewing it up, making the blue jeans whole so they're workable again. See, is God interested in healing the inner man? Yes, he is. But we mostly deal in the outer man, do we not? We do. There are situations that cause hurt. Death of loved ones, divorce, abortion, abuse, physical, emotional, verbal, sexual, war memories, disability, job loss, accidents, failures, childlessness, and too many children, which causes loss, hate, fear, guilt, self-hate, revenge, abandonment, rejection, depression, and frustration. It's real. And it injures the family. It affects the entire family. It affects the entire person. Families are hurting because of soul, spirit hurts. And soul, spirit hurt people hurt others. And ungodly beliefs are established. And they bring in vulnerability and hopelessness and shame. That's what it happens. And these people wear masks. And I mentioned about the song, the Funny Little Clown, that famous song in the 60s. See the little clown on the inside, he's dying, but the outside, he's smiling. See the funny little clown. That is exactly what's going on. Look at me on the outside, I'm okay. Inside, I'm broken down. Bitterness, sarcasm, criticism, all this comes from inner hurts. Withdrawal, people withdraw. Restricted spiritual growth. I mean, it's endless. It's endless. It's endless. It's endless. And then there's hindrances. Hindrances. Unforgiveness, unconfessed sin, fear, shame, wrong type thinking, medications, anger, disappointment with God, and not acknowledging the disappointment with the Lord. These are all scriptures that have come up that we talked about. These are all places in the Bible. Moses was one that was absolutely angry at God. He's furious. You don't think so? Well, you need to read the scripture. Numbers chapter 11, 10 through 15. Write that down and read it for yourself. Numbers chapter 11, 10 through 15. David was the one that seemed to be always angry at God. Always. Always. And then he said to God, God, will you be angry at me forever? Blocked emotions. And of course, the powers of demonic blockage. The powers of demonic blockage. We're going to deal with some of these tonight, on some of these a little more in detail in the services tonight. God, you laid it on my heart. Join us at 10:45. So how do you get healed? How do you get healed? Well, one is submission. One is submission. God, I am hurting. I'm hurting badly. I'm not doing well. And I hurt inside. And be honest with the pain. Don't mask it. Don't say it doesn't exist. Don't say I don't have it. It's not real, but it is. Don't cover it up. And don't blame everybody else. Stop the famous blame game. God, there's no sense blaming somebody else. I'm not pointing it at them. God, I'm the one that has to take the arrow out of my life. And you must. You must. Go ahead and just pour out your complaint to God. God, I'm hurting. My soul hurts. My spirit hurts. And here's why I hurt. God, I just hurt. And Lord, I'm not going to allow any hindrances in my way any longer. No excuses, no demons, no devils, no curses, no anything going to stop me from getting healed. Just like going to the physical doctor. We know that people are very stubborn. You probably don't know anybody like that, but I do. And a friend of mine, Bob, died because of being stubborn, and it killed him. Bob had 105 degree temperature and would not go to the hospital. He'd take a couple aspirin, and for 4 or 5 days he burned up, never breaking the fever, and it burned every part of Bob. And when he got to the hospital, it was too late because of stubbornness. Lifelong friend because of stubbornness. I got on a plane, flew to Chicago, and Margaret and I flew to Chicago, did Bob's funeral, turned around and flew back. I was gone 48 hours. That's how quick that trip was. Into Chicago, into Michigan, into Chicago, home in 48 hours. And because of stubbornness. Don't allow stubbornness to kill you spiritually. Let me give you reassurance that God wants to heal you. Wait on the Lord. Take a time and set aside everything. set aside everything and say, for this period of time, I'm going to wait on the Lord. I'm going to get quiet before him. And God, I'm coming to you. I'm hurting inside. I got all kinds of hurts. I'm running over with them. I'm wall to wall, back to front, inside and out, hurting. And God, I'm getting in your presence. And God, I'm going to believe you. And I submit myself to you that you can heal every spiritual hurt in my life. And Lord, I invite you into my situation, into the memory of this. Because every time I think about how come I'm hurt, I think about why I was hurt. So Lord, I invite you into the memory of my life. I'm going to focus on you. And Father, every one of the hindrances, all these areas, I am going to submit to you. I'm going to deal with the frustration, the fear, the negative feelings. I'm going to deal with them, God, and be very honest. And I know that you can heal me of soul and spirit. I know you can. And I know you want to, because I read your book. And all those words, Isaiah 53, prophets sees of you, talked about inner healing more than physical healing. Father, I know you can. And I'm going to believe that you can. That's right. That's right. That's right. God, I'm praying for you. I'm praying to you, Lord. I'm praying for you to help me. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to stop the ungodly beliefs, the lies that the enemies told me that there were truths. We did a whole series on that, and you need to listen to that. We're working on putting them into the system, and we'll get them there. There's several parts up already, and if you want to listen to them, you can. The whole thing is not up yet. It will be shortly. But parts are up there, and there's enough up there to help you. Stop believing the lies. Stop believing. Bind all the demonic spirits, all these demons and devils that just bring this stuff back to you. You know, Carl on his Oasis talked about that today, about forgetting, God forgetting. We got to ask God to help us. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to spend a few moments here. A few moments. And there's nothing more important than getting you well of soul and spirit hurts in this program today. Nothing more important than that. Nothing more important. What I'm going to do today, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to play a song here. Okay? And while this song is being played, if possible, you may be working, you may be driving, I don't know where you are. But while this song is being played today, I want you to prepare your heart. I know some of you work, some of you are at lunch, and I know that. But if possible, prepare your heart coming up here for this prayer that we're going to pray, that when it's done, healing will happen in your life. Prepare now.
Inside your heart, there's a place to go. Inside your heart, where there is rest. Inside your heart, there's a place to stay. Inside your heart, where there is rest. Ooh.
Heavenly Father, we come. God, we know that there's not so many, but all of us, 99.99999, all of us need soul and spirit hurt healing. Father, in this last section of this series on this subject, we pray. God, we understand what soul and spirit hurts are. We realize that they're real, and we have a real working knowledge of what they are and how they work. So, Father, we pray right now that every individual will submit themselves unto the Lord right now. And receive from Him the healing that they so desperately need. And soul, spirit hurts. Father, we know, or at least we have a working knowledge of the scope of what we're dealing with. The scope of what's happened. Father, and we know we need to wait on You. We know You can heal us now. Father, I suggest that there's a quiet time rendered in front of You to deal with soul, spirit hurt in people's lives. That they'll recognize the memory. They will. I got hurt there, I got hurt there, I got hurt there, and this and that. Father, help them to work with Your spirit to get clarity in the areas they need healing in. Clarity. Clarity. Don't let the hurts hide somewhere, or get behind something, or a mask. Oh no. Father, every hindrance, everything that is hindering healing, Father, help them to remove that. Remove it, remove it, remove it. The fear, the family, the pain. I mean, just on and on it goes. Just remove it in the name of Jesus. Just take it away. Father, let them pour out Your complaint. Let them pour out the complaint. God, I hurt in this area. Or God, I hurt in that area. And Lord, I want You to know I'm hurt here, Lord. My spirit's hurt. My soul's hurt. And God, I just want You to realize that I need healing myself. Father, we invite You into the situation. Jesus, we invite You into our being that we can be healed. Father, let's work together, Lord. And when You're finished with me, there's not going to be one soul, spirit, heart left in me. That's what You said. That's why You died at Calvary. 11 words in Isaiah 53, 3 through 5, deal with my pain inside of me. My pain inside of me. It's real. It's there. And it hurts. It's real. It's there. And I am sick. I need healing of soul and spirit hurts. I need to be healed of soul and spirit hurts today, Lord. Father, so many requests come in. And yes, there's physical healing needed, but God, a lot of times that healing needed is not physical, it's emotional. That's right. If the soul and spirit hurts were healed, a lot of that physical would disappear. Lord, I wonder how much diabetes is caused by it. I wonder how much heart disease and high blood pressure. I wonder, Lord, how much respiratory problems. How many stomach difficulties, colon cancers. I wonder how many, God, have been caused by soul, spirit hurts. It was generated in their lives and bang, all of a sudden their high blood pressure goes zip. That's why, Lord, you hear this, you know, this situation. And when I check, my blood pressure was skyrocket high. I wonder how come. Is it cause that very thing? Families have been torn apart by this. There's been breakdown in family units. Soul, spirit hurts. You hurt me. You said this. You did that. You said this. You said that. And that hurt me. You didn't. Soul, spirit hurts. Oh, God of heaven, we need healing in this area. And Lord, if we had the healing, we'd have revival. We had the healing, we'd have revival. How many churches need to be healed internally of soul, spirit, hearts? God of heaven, help us, oh Lord. Help us, oh God. Father, get the ungodly beliefs out. Lord, get the ungodly beliefs away. Get the curses out. Oh, Lord, we ask it. Heal the hurts, oh God. It blocks so many things. It blocks so many areas. Father, we ask it. Thank you so much for what you've done. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord, how you're blessing. Thank you, Lord, how things are getting better. In the name of Jesus, all the soul, spirit hurts, leaving. All the soul, spirit hurts are now released. They're gone. I believe it. Let them go, listener. Let them go. 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 Just let them go. Just let them fly away. And be thou made whole. And be thou made whole by the power of the Lord. and we give you praise and give you honor for what you've done. Amen.